Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Neil Hare back on the show. I haven't talked to Neil in a while. He and I have been, we've stayed close, but for some reason we've been missing him on the show, and I want to fix that. He's got too much to offer us. He is the president of Global Vision Communications. I was there when it was founded. I saw the gleam in his eye. I was so proud of what he's accomplished over the last several years. He and I met when he was in charge of communications for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's been a good friend of ours ever since. Neil Hare, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back on the show. It has been too long, for sure.
It's good to have you back, and I just want to say, I mean it. I was there. I saw the gleam in your eye when you started Global Vision. And I don't know if you remember, but I mean, I literally was right there almost the day you were working on it. And to see what you've accomplished since then, having done it, you know, having been about a decade or so ahead of you, seeing what you've done, I always want you to know how proud I am of you.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, it's almost 15 years to the day when I left the U.S. Chamber and started Global Vision. And, yeah, you were there. I think we had an event or something, and we were right there together. So it's been a great run for the last 15 years, that's for sure.
Well, I know how hard it is to do what you do, and so that's the reason why.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I can. I appreciate you. Hey, you know, folks. Neil is a very prolific writer, and I saw an article that he wrote recently about something that's on our minds. It's been on my mind, and I was going to write this article, but he wrote it before I did, and he wrote it better. And I'm so jealous, Neil. At what a great article is, folks. The PPP rules, the Paycheck Protection Rules. Paycheck Protection Plan, the money the government is set aside to go to small businesses was a good thing, but it came with rules and stipulations and things that were added on after the bill was put in place, and we're all dealing with that. The PPP is sort of in the background now. If you're going to get money, you've already gotten it. But now, Neil, we have to deal with what I'm going to call it the reforming, the adjustment, the promulgating of these rules, and that's what you wrote about. I want you to talk to us about that. Why do they need to reform it? What was wrong?
Sure. Well, there's a lot to unpack, but we can take it piece by piece. And I'll say, you know,
Let's start with the original rules. The original plan was.
Well, the whole point of the law originally, it came out of the CARES Act, was really to keep your employees on the payroll. That was the thinking of Congress and the Trump administration, was keep your employees on the payroll. So the loan, basically you have to use 75% of it to keep people on the payroll. That was, you know, that was what you had to do. You took your 2019 payroll, you averaged out, you know, what the monthly payroll was. You multiplied that by 2.5, which is about 10 weeks, and that was your loan amount, and you had to spend that on payroll, which, you know, I think was a good thing. Look, as small business owners, we all love our employees. They're part of our family. We know them, and we want to do that, but that's pretty restrictive. That's the government telling you can take this loan, but you got to spend it in the way we're telling you.
It was a time frame, too. You had supposedly you had about 8 weeks to spend the money.
Right. So the 8 week, you had 8 weeks and 75% on payroll and 25% on just rent, interest, mortgages if you had them, and utilities. So it was restrictive, and every business owner said the same thing. Well, you know, I'm shut down right now. My employees aren't doing anything. I why am I paying them?
I tried to get them to come back. To work, and they said, "I'm sorry, unemployment's paying me more than what you're paying me." They ran into that.
Yeah, that's a big problem right now. Yeah, so that's what was just changed, Jim. Congress just passed a law. It was signed on Friday, so now you only have to spend 60% of the loan on your payroll and 40% on other expenses. and you have 24 weeks to spend it. So you basically have to the end of the year to spend the money. And, you know, there's the ease, some other things about, you know, your headcount and rehiring, and we get into that. But basically, you now have to the end of the year to spend it, and it should mean for most businesses that the loan will be forgiven.
Right.
And basically become a grant. So at the end of the day, if you do everything right,
I want to stick one thing in here real quick before we go to the break, and we'll come back and start this again. I want to point out that the 8 weeks and the 75% were not part of the original CARES Act. The Treasury Department added that afterwards, didn't they, Neil?
Yeah, exactly right.
So this is
a lot of regulations coming out.
Yeah, this is the reform of what the Treasury put on this, which is going to make it a lot better. It should, as Neil said, your loan should be forgiven. Anybody should be able to live within those guidelines. We'll come back. We're going to talk some more about this. Also, an audit. Could you have an audit for your PPP money? After the break with Neil Hare, I'm Jim Blessing here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.